John Wayne. So tell us a little bit about him as a man and where you fit into his life.
I was just a young fellow working at the Chicago Tribune with hopes of being a writer, and I wrote to John Wayne on Tribune letterhead requesting an interview, and much to my surprise, he responded about a month later and said, yeah, come on out to the house in California, and we spent the entire day getting acquainted, and it was really a boyhood dream come true.
I guess so. Did he have his cowboy hat on and his whole regalia?
No, those were his work clothes. He said, someone said once, they said, well, you're the same guy off screen as you are on. He said, well, I wear different clothes on screen.
So refresh our memories. What are some of John Wayne's famous lines and a little bit about some of his famous movies?
His first big picture was called The Big Trail. That was 1930, and it was a great debut for an unknown actor, but the picture flopped. It was in the pits of the Depression, and it just wasn't to be a success for him. So he worked the next 10 years working in forgettable B-movies and almost all Westerns. Then in 1939, he did star in a movie called Stagecoach, the classic John Wayne, John Ford collaboration, which really put him on the map, and he never looked back after that. Of course, there's so many other pictures, the cavalry pictures, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, Fort Apache, Rio Grande. There was True Grit, of course, we can't forget that. Oh, he did 169 pictures. We'd like him to start at the beginning.
And what are some of his famous lines that people will remember him saying?
Well, I think his last picture was, and I think the most memorable after a long career, was in The Shootist, where he plays the old gunfighter who's dying of cancer. And he says, I won't be wronged, I won't be insulted, and I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do this to others, and I expect the same from them.
And he was an icon, not only as a film star, but also as a representative of America and Americans.
He was very much what the world saw or understood American to be. You know, his pictures were all dubbed in every kind of language imaginable. He played all over the world. Even during the Second World War, he was a star in places like Japan and Germany. Everybody knew who John Wayne was, and he represented the American spirit so well. The protective figure, the proud figure, the patriotic figure. Nobody did it like John Wayne in that regard.
So tell us about the museum here in Winterset and how this all came to be.
Well, it started actually on May 26, 1907, when young Marion Robert Morrison was born in the little house across the lane here. And there was not a lot of interest in the site as John Wayne's birthplace until his passing. And like a lot of, there's always a great interest in a lot of people. Maybe you don't necessarily appreciate them as much while they're here, but there was an intense interest in every place he touched, every place he visited, including the little home in Winterset, Iowa, where he was born. And family were ordinary people. Dad was a pharmacist. Mom had been a telephone operator, and they were not notables by any stretch of the imagination. But everybody's story begins someplace, and this is where John Wayne's story began.
And he moved a lot when he was a young man because of his father.
Before the family moved to California, they lived in no less than a half a dozen places in Iowa, from Keokuk to Brooklyn, from Des Moines to Earlham. Winterset, I know I'm leaving out something, but they moved a lot.
So tell us about the museum and when it was founded and how it came to be.
The little house where John Wayne was born served as the museum for nearly 30 years. And then it was a dream of the John Wayne Birthplace Board, understanding that the house was not large enough to accommodate the crowds that would come here. People could get no more than 20 minutes or so a visit before the next group came in. So a long-time dream was to develop a museum to display John Wayne's artifacts. For instance, his automobile is in here, wardrobe, artworks, movie posters, you name it. The museum did not become a reality until 2015. That's when we opened to the public, and we've been packing them in ever since. It is the only museum in America, in the world, dedicated completely to John Wayne. And the popularity is such that if anyone has anything to complain about, they say they'd like to see more. So we're going to address that with an expansion, which we are working on funding right now.
And you do something special in May for John Wayne?
An annual John Wayne birthday celebration that's been going on a dozen years now. In the early days, we were able to get a lot of his co-stars here. people like Maureen O'Hara visited here in 2013 and stayed for 4 days and was very impressed with our place. The weekend includes movies, a horse parade now, a fundraising benefit dinner, an auction, lots of expanded displays at the museum during that weekend. And we literally get them from all over the world, from Australia, from Asia, from South America, from France, and even parts of the United States.
And you have some wonderful docents who seem to know everything about John Wayne.
The ladies have been here quite a while. They were here when we were just taking our baby steps, and they are delightful people. And there's so much a charm about visiting the birthplace. They represent Iowa so well. They represent Winterset so well, and they certainly understand the John Wayne story and love to share it.
So how did you get here, Brian?
Well, of course, in my newspaper days, I met John Wayne and spent the day with him in California, and I was a fan. I went there as a fan, and we worked on a couple of projects together. And when he passed away, I thought, well, that was a very nice experience, but that's the end of the story, and little did I know it was just beginning. In 2007, Winterset hosted the John Wayne Centennial Birthday Celebration. And I wanted to be a part of that. I worked here as a volunteer on that event, helping to organize and presenting Wild West exhibitions. And just a couple months after that, they asked me if I'd like to come on board to lead the development of the museum. Well, being a lifelong Chicagoan, that was quite a stretch for me. And my daughter said, Dad, you don't want to be an old man in Chicago. So here I am.
That's kind of the John Wayne spirit, you know, that you go out and forge new territory.
It was scary. I'll tell you, I knew nothing about museum development, but evidently no one else did either. And so it was my job to make into what I wanted it to be, and bloody hard work. You know, a lot of challenges, a lot of heartbreak, but you can see the results. So every sleepless night was worth it.
So now you were saying that you have some events planned coming up.
We have the Covered Bridge Festival comes up the second weekend in October, and that's an annual event that predates the Bridges of Madison County movie. I think the event is over 40 years old now, and that's always a great benefit for the entire community, including the John Wayne birthplace. Our historical society on the hill has Civil War reenactments and exhibitions of early American skills in manufacturing, and we've had things like candle making, broom making. It's kind of a folksy early American picture of what life was like here 100, 150 years ago. And of course our square is beautiful and looks just like it did when John Wayne's family lived here, minus the cars and the pavement. And just think what a magnet we've become for people. It's not just John Wayne, I think. I think people want to reconnect with American roots, and you can't do it in a more effective way than visiting a place like Winterset, Iowa. It's just ideal. I'm just so glad John Wayne could have been born a lot of places, and the family was very thoughtful to pick Winterset.
Do you have a website and phone number that folks could call?
Website is John Wayne Birthplace, one word, .museum. John Wayne Birthplace .museum. And telephone number is 515-462-1044.
IPR thanks goes to Iowa Public Radio's Chris Fenton and Lexi Hahn, and a big thanks to the executive director of the John Wayne Birthplace, Brian Downs. And thank you so much, Brian, for showing me this wonderful museum and also telling us about it.
And you'll come back soon, I hope.